Today we're going to be continuing our sermon series that Rodney started last week on the spiritual gifts. So Rodney, he gave a little introduction to the spiritual gifts, and he covered three of the spiritual gifts, leadership, administration, and wisdom. I'm not going to forget that one. That was a really good illustration. So today we're going to be continuing that series, and if you look in your bulletin, you'll see that the three gifts that we're going to be covering are apostleship, faith, and evangelism. And the common theme between all three of these gifts are that they are gifts that send us out with a purpose. So if we as a church are going to live out the vision that God has given us to build relationships, serve families, and share Jesus, we're going to need God to equip us with these gifts and for our church to be using these gifts in service to Him. So let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can be here today. We thank you for giving us your word. We thank you for just putting together your body here at Mountain View, God, or at least this part of your body. And we thank you for each of the parts that you have placed here, Lord. We thank you for just giving us all the gifts that you have given us, God. We pray that we will be faithful to just give them back to you. We pray that as we're opening up your word today, that you'll be speaking to us through your word, and that you will be just equipping us to walk out the calling that you have for us as your church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, when every believer puts their faith in Jesus, that moment that you are saved, you are indwelled with the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes into you, we are given gifts by God to offer back to Him. So this is the nature of how God often gives to us, is that He gives us something so that we can offer it back to Him as a sacrifice. God forgives us so we are able to forgive others. God blesses us materially so we're able to bless others. God gives us salvation through the gospel so we're able to share the gospel with others. And spiritual gifts often function the same way, where God gives us a gift, and in God giving us that gift, we're able to share that gift with other people. Because if we're looking in Scripture, the spiritual gifts are something that's given to us to build up the body of Christ. So the first spiritual gift that we're going to be looking at today is the gift of apostleship. So the word apostle means one who is sent out. So if you take apart the word in the Greek, it means one who is sent out. When you hear apostle, the word apostle, what often comes to mind are the 12 apostles, Jesus' disciples who walked with him, who he chose, and who he sent out with the Great Commission to start the church and make disciples. So when we come to the spiritual gift of apostleship, we have that question that we have to answer, is, are there still apostles today? Now, when you hear that question, you see some branches of Christianity, they say, yes, there still are apostles today in the same way that there were in the New Testament. And we see that some branches of Christianity, they say that some people have the authority to speak Scripture or the Word of God in the same way that the apostles did back then. So if we look at what an apostle was in the New Testament, there was the office of an apostle in the New Testament. So there were the 12 apostles who were Jesus' 12 disciples. And according to Ephesians 2, these apostles were the foundation of the church that was built on Christ, who is the cornerstone. So these 12 apostles, they were a special group in God's history and God's plan of salvation for the world. We see that they are given a special honor in the new heaven where their names are going to be written on the foundation there. And so they were a specific group of men that were taught and commissioned by Jesus. And they were given the authority to speak and write the word of God under the Spirit's guidance. And their ministry was accompanied by miraculous signs to prove their validity, as we see in 2 Corinthians 12. So the office of an apostle, in that sense, is not a current one where we don't have people writing new books of the Bible today. But the term apostle can be used in a broader sense than it was applied to the 12 and Paul. Because we see in the New Testament that there are other people besides the 12 original apostles and Paul that were referred to as an apostle in the New Testament. And that is because the word apostle does have a broader sense where it means one who is sent out. So one of those places that we see that term used is in Acts 13, verses 2 through 3, where Paul and Barnabas are being sent out. And it says, "While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them.' So they fasted and prayed, and they placed their hands on them and sent them off." So, in that verse, in those two verses, Paul and Barnabas, you see at the end there, it says sent them off. And that's from the same word as apostle, to be sent out. So Paul and Barnabas are being sent out as apostles on a specific mission. And the church, they lay their hands on them, commissioned them, and sent them out on their missionary journey. So as Christians, everyone is called to be sent out in one way or another. And this is going to be a theme that we see with the gifts today, is that all three of the gifts today are gifts that every single believer is called to. But some believers are gifted, are called to do it in a way that you are relying on God's Spirit in a much deeper way, and He gives you the ability to do it in a much greater way than you are able to by your own strength or will. So every believer is called to be sent out in one way or another. We are all called to go out and share the gospel, but sometimes God sends out people in a special way that takes faith and empowering from God. God calls some people to be sent out in a way that He gives them the gifting to do that. So this is something that is part of our church's history, for people to be sent out from our church to a greater mission outside of our local congregation here. Now, if we look at the history of our church was founded by people that left their church and came here and started another church to bring the gospel to farmers here in Love. And we also see in the history of our church that we had a group of people that went out from our church and started Waynesboro Mennonite. And we see that there is a history here of people being sent out from our church to go and be building up God's kingdom in other places. So God sends out people to the mission field or to a new place. And that's something that takes a lot of faith and courage to do, because you're leaving what's familiar. You're leaving the people that you grew up with, the people who have discipled you, the people that you have close relationships with, and you're going to a new place where you have to form new relationships. You don't have the support of your established church family. And that's something that takes a lot of faith to do. So, and we have a few people in our church who have shared with me how God is calling them to be sent out from Mountain View to take his kingdom to a new place. So one of those people are here today, and I want to give her an opportunity to just share her testimony with y'all of how God has called her to be sent out from here to be building up the kingdom of God in another place. So, Mom, you can come up here.
I don't think I've spoken up here before in the new sanctuary. But Ben just wanted me to offer a little bit of a testimony about what I've been dealing with over the last couple years, and more specifically the last few months and last couple weeks, because it's really taken that long for the Lord to convince me that that's really what you need to be doing. So I guess the story really goes back to when I first came to this church. I 30 some years ago, I went over. Joe and Mary Marbaugh were in Schuyler for a few years, and they maintained a connection there and asked me to teach Bible school in Schuyler, probably in 1991, two, I don't know, a long time ago. And so I ended up teaching Bible school there in Schuyler, maybe a couple years, I think. And then, lo and behold, fast forward, ever have it 30, 28, I don't know, lots of years. My husband, Bill, is from Schuyler, and when Joe and Miriam Arbaugh were there, Miriam actually babysat him the time that they were there in Schuyler. So there's a connection, and I just don't think that's by chance. But needless to say, I moved to Schuyler soon be 2 years ago, and I've been coming here, everything the same here, just because I just can't hardly bear to leave my family. Y'all are my family. You're my church family. And y'all see me through a lot. But, near the end of last year, Bill started talking about that he had a vision to build the church there in Schuyler, and he wanted to do something like every month to kind of draw people in. And so in February, we decided to have a meal. It was actually on Valentine's Day, but I called it the Midwinter's Meal, just because I didn't want to call it Valentine's. But we ended up printing up a few tickets, and we actually went to visit three different people there just up the road from us, and handed them a ticket, invited them out. Somebody had said they had been there for 3 years and nobody had ever stopped by to speak to them, and they were actually were Christians, and but just hadn't started going to church. But so that Saturday we had the meal, and two of those three people that we went to visit showed up to that meal, and I was just kind of blown away by that, because I think we're all scared now to go out and knock on a door, but people need people, and we need to be there in the community to serve. And that's kind of where I'm at now, is that I feel led to attend church with my husband there in Schuyler, and help him with his vision to grow the church and be there and be present there in my local community, and be able to ask somebody home from church and to eat a meal if they come to visit, you know, because you really need to make connections. With the single parent ministry training really had a lot to do with this too, because that just made me realize how important it is to minister right where you are and to be available to your neighbors. And I know y'all have been available to me, but it's a little ways away and it's even further now than it was. But so I just wanted to let y'all know that I will be doing that. And in the process of that, you know, to be present in the community, I really think that I can go there and implement Mountain View's vision there by building relationships, serving the families around, and sharing Christ with those near me. So I love you guys, and we'll be back. I'll be around because there's children, there's grandchildren, and, you know. But I will be in Schuyler now on Sunday, so I'll miss you. But I love you.
And I just want us as a church to just make sure that you thank Mom, send her a text, send her a card or something, because she has been here a long time and she's poured a lot into our church. I tried to like write a list, but I'm sure I didn't get half of it. But playing piano, cooking food, raising 7 kids, doing the funeral meals, like, I don't know, it's so much that Mom has done, and you'll be a blessing wherever you go. And yeah, I want to, same way that Barnabas and Paul were prayed over before they got sent out, I want us as a church to pray over Mom and send her out with our blessing for God's next step in her life. So if anybody wants to come pray over Mom, we can come down here. So yeah, they're just really powerful. I think that's all the sermon we need for today. But I mean, there's a real life example of being sent out with a purpose. And I just want to encourage the rest of our church that God has a calling for every one of us, and if he calls you to do something, he's going to give you what you need to be able to carry it out. So if he calls you to be sent out, he'll give you the gifts that you need to carry that out. So our next gift that we're looking at today that sends us out with a purpose is the gift of faith. Now, Hebrews 11:1 describes faith, saying, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." So just like being sent out, every person is called to have faith. But for some people, God will call you to do something or call you to a path to walk that requires extreme faith that goes beyond your ability to muster on your own. And these are the people that God gives the gift of faith to. God gives some people an unshakable confidence in his word and in his promises. They can sometimes face doubts or trials, but even through those, they keep following the Lord in a way that is an encouragement to the body and a testimony to the world. And for examples of faith, we can look to Abraham, who, by God's word, God told him to leave his land, his family, and everything that he knew to go to a land he had never seen. And he did that in faith. And also, when God told Abraham that Sarah was going to bear a child, he believed the Lord, even though she was well past childbearing years. Another person who reminds me, when I think of faith, that in the Bible we see who had great faith, was Noah, who spent 120 years building an ark when it was in a time when there wasn't any rain. So the faith that takes to devote 120 years to doing that without seeing yet the fulfillment of it. And when I think of faith in our current day, when I look at our church body, when I think of faith, the example that comes to my mind is the Nice family. Just with all of everything that they've been walking through the past few years, just to see their steady and consistent walk with the Lord, how they're pointing to the Lord through it and just depending on Him, that's just a testimony to the whole body of Christ and to the world of what it looks like to trust in God's promises when you're going through just really testing times. So God gives His people the gift of faith, and that is something that builds up the body. And that gift of faith could be faith to go and do something that is just really intimidating, or it could be something like in that sense as well. So the final gift that we're going to be looking at today is the spiritual gift of evangelism. Now again, every believer is called to evangelize, but to some people, God gives the gift of evangelism. Some believers are called and empowered through God's Spirit to share the gospel in a way that is bigger and than they can do in their own strength. They need to be given that drive and power to evangelize by the Holy Spirit. An evangelist that we see in the Bible is Philip, who we see in Acts 8. And he preached the gospel wherever he went. And we see that just walking along the road, he hears somebody reading the scripture, and he shares the gospel with them, and they're saved. So he explains the scripture to that Ethiopian eunuch. An evangelist will understand the gospel and have a heart to share it with others. And it's something that just comes out in your lifestyle and in your everyday conversation. And a modern example of an evangelist that I know is Mike Adams. He's the man who came and spoke at the adult class in Bible school a year or two ago. And he's the one that always carries a copy of the New Testament in his pocket, just in case somebody comes up and they need the Bible. So he always keeps a Bible on him to share with people. But if you friend him on Facebook, you'll just see story after story of just how God is bringing people to Him that are hungry for His word, that want to hear the gospel, and He's able to share the gospel with them, and He just has a really fruitful evangelism ministry. So like when we look at the spiritual gift of evangelism, it's not just your power to share the gospel, but it's God's bringing you people that are hungry to hear it. So apostleship, faith, and evangelism, all of these are gifts that our church needs in order to carry out the mission that God has given us, to build relationships, to serve families, and to share Jesus. And as we're continuing to go through this series, I want to challenge each of you to spend some time in prayer, asking God to show you what gifting He has given you. Because each of you has spiritual gifts that the Lord has given you. God will give you more than you can handle. But when He does that, when He calls you to do something bigger than what you can do, He will give you what you need to follow Him through it. And if you're here today and you don't know how to receive the Holy Spirit, then that is something that is available to all believers through putting our faith in Jesus. And if you want to know more about how to receive the Holy Spirit or how to find out what spiritual gifts that you have, that's something that the elders, we want to walk with you, or a mentor here at Mountain View, whether it's your Sunday school teacher or your parent or someone else. So in order to close today, I want to read Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 15, because I feel like it's just a very fitting passage with the three gifts that we talked about today, because it encompasses all three of those gifts within it. So if you can stand and turn to Romans chapter 10, we're going to read verses 9 through 15. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Okay, let's pray. God, we are here. Send us. Lord, let us be the ones that carry out your good news. Give us the faith to trust in your promises. Raise up people here at Mountain View to be the ones that are sent out, to be the evangelists, to be the ones that walk by faith and not by sight. God, we can't carry out your mission on our own. We come to you to abide in you so that you can bring the fruit in and through us. Amen.